Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The shortstop, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Kane. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Les Kane. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gutierrez moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Brown now playing second base. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton throws the ball into Cash, who tags May trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams scores. Aparicio moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton throws the ball into Wirt, who relays the ball to Brown, who tags Melton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Aparicio scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sid O'Brien now playing third base. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Stanley steals second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price strikes out. Two outs. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hopkins moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain fires to first and has Aparicio trapped. There's the throw to Brown who tags Aparicio for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wirt. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Wirt steals second. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 1 in the game. Price strikes out. Two outs. Les Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first, with Horland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson strikes out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop strikes out. One out. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0 for 1 in the game. Horland strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. O'Brien moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. Josephson moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Berry reaches second base with a double. Josephson scores. Hopkins moves to third. It's Tigers, 4, White Sox, 4. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Horlan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Price for a passed ball. Horlan moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horlan moves to third. Williams moves to second. John Hiller now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horlan tags and scores. 1 out. It's 8-4, White Sox. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Aparicio scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 2 in the game. Price strikes out. 1 out. Dalton Jones pinch hits for John Hiller. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Brown reaches second base with a double. Jones moves to third. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutierrez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Brown scores. It's 10-6, White Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Knoop strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Murphy now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt strikes out. 1 out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 3 in the game. Price strikes out. 2 outs. Gates Brown pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Knoop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Robertson now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Price and he is safe. Williams steals second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Price and he is out, Gutierrez applying the tag. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Robertson. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-6, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. May takes first base on ball four. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien takes first base on ball four. May moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. O'Brien moves to third. It's 12-6, White Sox. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive to right field. Kaline throws towards Brown. Brown fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. O'Brien scores. Josephson moves to third. Berry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-6, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knoop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gutierrez takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-4 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.